100% Arabica beans. Victoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes. 1-800-GOT-JUNK makes it easy to get rid of unwanted rubbish. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1800gotjunk.com.au.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
Good afternoon. A bit of extra foot traffic on Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road due to the Melbourne show. Otherwise, a very cruisy afternoon around Melbourne with only some minor congestion across the major arterials. The Hume Freeway sowing inbound at Cooper Street, with the Western Freeway seeing some outbound congestion after Hopkins Road, the Deer Park Bypass building inbound after Robinson's Road, and the Eastern Freeway sowing outbound just before Burke Road. Finally, the Ring Road building greens are bound off the Westgate Freeway. Footscray Road city bound will be closed between Dock Link Road and Appleton Dock Road from 8pm Friday, October 11 until 5am Thursday, October 31. Search Big Build for info. The Kiss car's dropping down to 8 degrees tonight, then a shower or two tomorrow at 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather together and the pickup next on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Discover millions of podcasts.
Download the free iHeartRadio app.
And listen to more of what you love.
With iHeart, free never sounded so good.
Kiss 101.1.
Costing more to visit the doctor. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
It's costing more than ever to see a GP. A survey by the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners has found the average out-of-pocket fee for a 20-minute appointment is nearly $39. But one in four GPs have started bulk billing more since the government upped the incentive. A woman has died after a group was swept off rocks at the Mornington Peninsula. Emergency services were called to Cape Shank just after midday. Two others were able to make it back to shore safely. The driver of a stolen Jeep is on the run after a crash on the Monash Freeway this morning, which caused hours of outbound delays. Police reckon he's got a serious arm injury. The man who abducted a four-year-old girl from a campsite in WA has lost his appeal to have his jail sentence reduced. Terence Kelly kidnapped Cleo Smith in 2021. His original sentence of 13 years and 6 months stands. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Rebel Wilson's secret wedding. More on that next.
Victoria Coffee, now available in instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Victoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Aussie star Rebel Wilson has reportedly married her partner Ramona. It's understood the pair got hitched in Italy at the weekend, which is where they went on their first holiday together. Rebel and Ramona got engaged at Disneyland 2 years ago and share a daughter, Royce. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Movie nights at home have just got so much better. New Cadbury Choc Tops. So good, they're guaranteed not to last. Find them in the supermarket ice cream freezer.
The Eagles have found their new coach. Former Richmond and Melbourne assistant Andrew McWalter has signed a three-year contract. And the Lions have kicked off Mad Monday celebrations after Saturday's massive grand final win over the Swans. The Kiss Cast is next.
At Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto, buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Conditions apply. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, a shower or two tomorrow, 19 the top. Right now it's 19 degrees in Caroline Springs, 18 in Collingwood. This morning, Valentina from Epping won a massive 10 grand with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz. It's your turn tomorrow. Get all 10 questions right, win the money. Play 7:30 a.m. on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like, Chook? How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy? Okay, what is this like a... Wait, is this a joke? Sanga? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
The Pickup with
Britt, Laura and Mitch.
Come on in.
Hello, everybody. Hi, girls.
Hello, everybody.
Happy Monday, Mitch and Laura. Or should I say, happy birthday, Mitch.
Oh, my
happy
God. Birthday. Just so everyone knows, I press the buttons on this show, so I just had to play my own birthday music.
I was waiting for you to hit some sort of birth. I was wondering what you had queued, put it that way. But also, this is the day that we've all been waiting for the past
Mitch has been waiting for it.
And there was no way that we were ever going to forget. Not that we would, because we love you, but we didn't have a chance of forgetting because we have been reminded every single show for 2 weeks now.
We absolutely would have forgotten. If Mitch didn't remind us all of last week, you absolutely would not have known it was Mitch's birthday.
But can I say, Laura sent a message, but it wasn't happy birthday, darling, best friend, love you. It was Mitch's birthday tomorrow. And I swear she meant to type it into reminders, but she accidentally sent it as a text.
No, I was reminding you because I hadn't heard from you all weekend. So I was like, wow, that's, you know, it hasn't gone past me. Don't worry. I'm ready for Monday. I'm prepped and ready.
How has it been so far? What presents did you get?
I got an espresso machine from my family. I'm a caffeinator boy.
You live at home. So it's for them.
Well,
keep it in your bedroom.
Well, that was a big debate. No, it's in the kitchen, but Mum and Dad said, you know, well, we'll keep this when you move out. Like, it's a gift to you. But then when you move out, we'll keep it. I'm like, that's not how that works.
That's not a gift. No. But how does it feel in your last year in your 20s?
Don't bring that up. That's sad.
You're forging headfirst into your 30s.
It's not sad, Mitch. Like, life begins at 30.
Everyone says that.
I made that quote up. Laura and I only went on The Bachelor at 30. Think of how long ago that was. We were 30 when we started that new adventure.
Really? That's actually a good perspective.
Not to make your birthday about me, but yeah.
No, good perspective. I might go on maths next year and then it all... But I've already got a radio show. How does that work? I've already got one.
You'll get a few more Instagram followers, though. That'll be good for you. You're always gagging for those.
Thank you, guys, though. Thanks for that backhanded stab.
Yeah, wow.
So are we going to do the present at the end of the show? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Sorry. It's coming. It's arriving on Wednesday.
Getting you one because you didn't get me one. So that's how it works.
Oh, of course.
Happy birthday, Mitch.
We love you.
We
love you.
We do. It's your day to celebrate.
Well, next we're talking about all my favorite things. Katy Perry and Mudang, the famous pygmy hippo. Oh, this is so... Are you guys across Mudang?
Yes. Mudang has taken the internet by storm.
Mudang, more followers than Katy Perry. Which
more
is
followers than you, yeah.
Yeah, that's... quite sad,
maybe you can ask Mudang for some.
Two famous hippos. We're talking about that coming up. The pickup put down. I'm talking about myself.
I thought you just called Katy Perry a hippo.
Please play on, Mitch.
Mudang next in pickup put down. Welcome to a Monday Mitch Shrew birthday special.
Oh, you idiot. I want you to stay.
If I'm turning blue, please don't.
This is Harry Styles.
Melbourne's number one.
Hit music station.
Yes.
101.1.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. But nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can.
And Mitch, Monday afternoon, head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store, every day.
Today is a real celebration. Yes. And the reason for that is because it's Mitch Drew's birthday, but also because we're doing what we do every Monday.
Oh, my God, yeah. What, giving me a gift?
Nah, the pickup put down.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this, everybody. Welcome.
Pick up or put down.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the girls a topic that the internet, the world are talking about over the weekend, and then you need to decide, Britt and Laura, if we keep talking about it into the week or we put it down and never speak on it again.
What have you got for us today, Mitch?
Big ones. Katy Perry's performance at the AFL grand final over the weekend.
3, 2, 1, go!
Pick up from what I saw. Oh, I didn't. Okay, is it controversial to say I didn't watch it? I watched little snippets on social media, but I didn't see. I missed her performance. Mm. I was running around at kid bedtime.
Yeah, there's a bit of criticism about A, song choice, and B, that it felt too, the stadium felt too big for the performance. She was swallowed by the arena.
Oh, I think it's very challenging being a woman and doing that job because, like, technically there's a lot more men in the audience than there are women. I'm not saying that women don't love football. Of course they do. But I think that it's quite hard being a female on stage doing that performance. There's always backlash. Even Tones and I, who we all love, she got up on social media and was saying, oh, once again, you know, a female performing and the criticism comes flooding in.
I agree completely.
What do we think?
You know what I loved?
I didn't see enough of it.
I loved so much that she had, part of her performance was like 100 people that had these big silver inflatable donut things. And there was one person that didn't, they were dancing with it. One's deflated. And watching them try and run around. The highlight reel of the donut that wasn't inflated is hilarious. And it was giving Left Shark. Remember a couple of years ago at
her Super Bowl?
It was the same song, exactly the same thing. It is the modern day Left Shark.
Do you think
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, I think her team must plan these.
It was a cultural phenomenon,
things.
Laura.
I missed it completely.
Was
I don't know what
balloon
I was doing.
Trending, Producer Grace? It was Soggy Balloon? No, it didn't trend.
I like the
perseverance.
It did trend.
Did it?
I like the perseverance, though, of the person who's got the flaccid balloon that's running around. Like,
well,
you
what
would
do you
just,
do?
I think so you'd run hard. Off, wouldn't you? You'd be like,
no, because then people would watch, because it's the biggest stadium in Australia. You'd watch this flaccid silver condom run from the centre of the stage, right? And you'd all look instead of looking at Kate.
Yeah, because it was deflated. It made it so heavy. The poor person was like carrying a weighted vest trying to run around and keep it. It's so funny.
All right, moving on. Pick up, put down. Mudang and the rise of the famous animal.
3, 2, 1. Pick it up. If you haven't heard of Mudang is a beautiful pygmy hippo.
Yeah.
Is it a pygmy hippo?
It is.
Who likes to chomp on the water coming out of a hose and just runs around being joyful and full of glee. And it is the cutest thing that's ever taken the internet by storm.
Yeah, Britt, you love Mudang?
I don't know a person out there that couldn't love Mudang.
Although, controversial, Mudang also has an older sister and an older brother. They're not getting as much airtime, and they're so cute too.
Yeah,
we need to spread the love out.
Are they in China? I believe they're in China.
No,
they're in a zoo. And they're in Thailand. And they are gorgeous, and the internet love them because Mudang doesn't have a filter. Mudang speaks her mind, and Mudang is a her. We need to get Mudang's pronouns correct. Her.
Do we need to get Mudang's? Do you think
because people are calling Mudang he, and Mudang is a young, empowered, young pygmy woman.
She's not a woman. She's an elephant. She's a hippopotamus.
Yeah, but she's
She also doesn't know what people are saying because she's a hippo.
Well, look, Mudang is really a sensation.
Well, no,
we love her very much.
I just did some research for the first time in our career, and there are actually many famous animals. Number one, Pesto, the giant emperor penguin in Melbourne. Katy Perry herself visited him this weekend.
I'm sorry, the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Guys, I just went to the reptile park on the weekend. Very exciting. There's a really famous crocodile there called Elvis the Crocodile.
I feel like Elvis
needs to go viral. Very cranky. Apparently, he's Australia's crankiest crocodile. Mm. But he's humongous. And now I have a real phobia of crocodiles.
Yeah,
what about Dolly the sheep?
Well, who's Dolly?
Dolly was the clone sheep, wasn't she?
The first sheep to ever be cloned.
You're right, yeah. Or what about Jonathan, the world's oldest living animal? He's a tortoise and he's also gay.
I think he's 100.
Yeah, no, he's 140, I think.
Why do you know that, Mitch? And how does one know that a turtle's gay?
Because they have sex with the same sex?
Yeah, tortoises mate for life. It also takes them about a month to actually get going. But he mates with only men.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've never related to an animal more in my life.
Just really slow moving.
Really
and
old.
To
that's
have
my
sex
birthday.
With men.
Yeah, really old and really slow. Oh, you got to laugh.
Well, look, speaking of animals and reptile parks, that was my weekend. I did go to a reptile park and I think as a parent, you always worry about how you're going to mess up your own children and traumatize them and create long-stemming issues that you're going to have to pay for their therapy. You don't really think about how you might do that to someone else's child. That's what happened to me this weekend.
Self-awareness at its best. All right, yeah. That's next on the pickup.
Here's Melbourne traffic.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes rubbish removal easy for homes and businesses. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1800gotjunk.com.au.
Good afternoon. Reports of an incident on the Ring Road Altona bound before Pascavel Road, as well as in Bayswater North on Dorset Road heading southbound at Canterbury Road. There's a bit of extra traffic around the Melbourne Showgrounds on Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Asketvale Road, and the Deer Park bypassing some minor inbound congestion after Robinson's Road, as well as slowing outbound on the approach to Hopkins Road on the Western Freeway. Finally, make sure you're driving carefully through Cheltenham this arvo with speed trapped on Park Road. Craving a getaway? Score a Melbourne to Singapore and London multi-stop flight return from only $1,705 per person with Singapore Airlines. Book now with Fly Centre. The Kiss Cast dropping down to 8 degrees tonight, then a shower or two tomorrow with a top of 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather together on the pickup.
There are different types of ticket winners on KISS. The screamers.
What? No way!
The singers.
And I will try to fix you.
And the winners that just go silent.
It takes a lot to make me speechless. Wow.
Hi, we're Coldplay. We'd like to start off by just giving something away.
Tomorrow, we take more winners than ever before.
It's 10 Minute Tuesday. Oh, I want something
just like-
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O Show at 10, we give you a shot at an entire row of Coldplay tickets every 10 minutes.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm on 7 and 7 Plus.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my license.
A message from the TAC.
Your sister's vague plan to start a podcast? Not so reliable. Telstra Home Internet? Reliable. And with great deals now on, it's a great time to get Telstra Home Internet. Find out more in-store or online.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Taranza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
If you're trying to find clever furniture for your home that's designed to be lived with and not just looked at, check out Eva. Their award-winning slide-away sofa bed is the sofa bed you actually want in your living room.
Designed to look more like a beautiful sofa than a sofa bed, it easily slides out to a double bed. And you can change up the look and colour whenever you want with washable, changeable fabrics and smart add-ons.
I love that. You know when you sit on a sofa and you go, oh, this is a sofa bed? You can, like in your butt cheeks, you can feel the difference. No, not with Eva. Jump online and check out the Eva slide-away sofa bed today. Eva, thoughtful every day.
At Coles, celebrate footy finals with great value on match day must-haves. Like Red Rock Deli potato chips, $1.50 to $1.65 grams, now half price at just $3. We're helping lower the cost of footy finals with great value, hands down, at Coles. Offer ends Tuesday.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Oh, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Nothing comes close to a holiday close to home with Celebrity Cruises. Explore the Great Barrier Reef, New Zealand fjords, Fiji and beyond right from your backyard. And with 29 restaurants, bars and lounges to try on Celebrity Edge, if you crave it, we have it. Plus, if you book right now with our latest offer, you'll get up to 40% off. Visit celebrity.com/au or contact your travel advisor. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with all my hits. The Lifetimes Tour. Presented by Snaffle. June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Get Brit, Laura and Mitch on demand.
Search the pickup on iHeart.
Kiss 101.1.
My baby bought a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't
worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
pop gold.
Thanks for listening to The Pickup. Wherever you are, we'll get your traffic on the air in about 5 minutes. We're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Head in, save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Guys, I had such a great weekend. Like, truly. For the ages.
I love that for you, Laura. Thank you for letting us know.
You know, with a radio show, sometimes you plan things out and you come with ideas and...
No, I went to... Okay, well, it was an idea. I went to a reptile park this weekend. And do you know why it was so good? I know kids like reptile parks, but I think it's like underrated for adults. I love a reptile park. I'm so interested in the facts about animals. I love how excited my kids get when we get there. I like snakes. I like lizards. Like, I had a hell of a time. Mm. And Marley May, my five-year-old, she loves it too. Like, she will run up to, if there's a person there, like one of the park, I was about to call them a park guard, what are they called? A park ranger. And they have a python.
Like a zookeeper?
A zookeeper. Thank you. God, I feel like I was playing a game of charades just then.
You were.
No, it was the worst game I've ever played.
Marley will run up. She will hold the snake. She'll wrap it around her. Like, she's such a little animal lover. And she loves animal facts as well.
Mm.
And so I just assume that other kids are the same as my kids. Like, I forget that other kids get scared of things. Because my little Marley, she's so brave. Like, weirdly brave. Anyway, we're walking through the park. We're walking through the park, and this is not just a reptile park. There's other animals there. It's like a kind of like an Australiana zoo, right?
Mm.
And there's this one enclosure that has the cassowary bird.
I think it's cassowary.
Is it cassowary?
I think a cashew is
Laura's been
a nut.
Saying cassowary the whole day, and I just let it go, but it's cassowary.
Be wary of the cashews. It's a cassowary.
Cassowary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's not get hung up on that.
Cassowary.
So we were there at the cassowary enclosure.
Continue.
And this big bird comes out of the bushes, and the enclosure is quite overgrown. Like, all the other enclosures are really well maintained and beautiful. And this one, it was quite bushy. You couldn't see in as well, but then all of a sudden this big bird comes out through a little clearing in the bushes.
Mm.
And I'm there with Marley and Lola, and we're also there with two of our friends' children, so Oscar and Macy. They're quite little as well.
Mm.
And this bird comes out, and all the kids are fascinated. And I was like, look, guys, that's a cassowary.
Oh, God, your kids are illiterate now, thanks.
That's a cassowary. I was like, did you know that they're actually really dangerous? That's a really dangerous bird.
Yeah, they kill.
They can kill people.
Or they can disembowel you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say the word disembowel. I thought that might be a bit much for a five-year-old.
Oh, but kill you is not too much.
They can kill people. So, you know, we don't go near too close to this enclosure. And, you know, it's fine. There's a big distance between it. And I kind of explained a little bit about the bird and how they had big talons. So off we go. We had a lovely day at the zoo. We all go home. Like, I didn't think anything more of it. Like, and we're all staying together. This other family and us, we're all staying in the house together. We had a little weekend away.
Mm.
So the next morning we get up and I'm in the kitchen making breakfast, and then April and Ash, who are the parents of Oscar, they come upstairs and I was like, oh, hey guys, like, how did you sleep last night? And they look at me and they go, well, we didn't sleep last night because Oscar is afraid that a cassowary is going to come into the bedroom and kill him.
Oh.
I created a deep fear in this little four-year-old that he's going to be disemboweled by a cassowary. And here I was just thinking I was spitting facts.
It is fair. It's like a bird that comes out and you're like, don't go close. It will kill you. The kid's four.
Yeah, didn't think that through. You often think about how you're going to traumatize your own children in this life, but you don't think about how you're traumatizing other people's children.
But my favorite thing is how hardened on your kids are. They're like two sailors at a pub. They've just done a 40-mile trek across the Atlantic Ocean. They're sitting there drinking Guinness and stout. The other kids are crying, eating their chicken nuggets. And your kids are just there, that ain't my first cassowary.
I'm not. I don't know where these cassowaries are capable of.
My bowels have been disened many times before.
Disemboweled,
sorry. We're all illiterate on this show.
No, I'm not. Don't you group me into this.
Laura, be careful, okay? You're a powerful person. You have influence.
I am that parent. I looked over. I was patting a kangaroo at one point. I looked over and Marley May was trying to climb over into the enclosure with the turtle. No, the tortoise.
Oh, no.
You would have liked that, Mitch.
Oh, yes, I would have loved it. Yeah.
Loves a tortoise.
Did you say chorus?
All right. I want to change the tone here. Please. I want to talk about something that is setting the internet alight. Margot Robbie inadvertently has caused a bit of a storm online. It's made a lot of people angry, including me, myself.
Mm.
I'm going to talk about
it
after the break.
Seen that. All right. Next on the pickup.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes it easy to get rid of unwanted rubbish. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1800gotjunk.com.au.
Good afternoon. There's been an incident in Alstonwick on Glen Huntly Road near Orong Road and reports of a crash in Bayswater North on Dorset Road heading southbound at Canterbury Road. There's extra traffic around Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road due to the Melbourne show with the Ring Road slow going Greensborough-bound off the Westgate Freeway and Altona-bound from Pascavel Road back towards the Hume Freeway. Make sure you drive carefully through Collingwood this afternoon as well with speed traps on Johnston Street. Don't miss the opportunity to secure savings across the Mercedes-Benz SUV range. Act now and visit your local Mercedes-Benz retailer today. T's and C's apply. The Kiss cast is going to drop down to a cool 8 degrees tonight, then mostly cloudy tomorrow with a shower or two and a top of 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather together on the pickup.
Win it, win it! One game, one world record, and one chance for eternal glory. Just tell us, is this a soft drink or a beer?
Beer.
Oh, I definitely can't hear it. That was a soft drink.
Wrong again.
Have a crack at the world record of 8 cans in a row and etch your name in Australian folklore forever.
Can you hear it? It's on every day this week on Will and Woody.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on Kiss 1011.
Yes, sir!
Tom Gleeson is putting Pete Hellier, Aaron Chan, Reese Nicholson, Mel Buttle and Conchetta Caristo to the task.
These idiots are going to struggle, aren't they?
New Taskmaster, 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Telstra Business Technology Centres know that better tech is better for your business. If you need managed IT, security, connectivity or productivity solutions, their dedicated team will provide smart, tailored advice to help make your business more efficient and productive. Talk to a Telstra Business Tech advisor to find out more. Visit telstra.com/TBTC today.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy? Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Having a newborn is both magical and also very overwhelming. Just dealing with the sleep deprivation is enough. So it's okay to ask for help and to share the care with your village so you can take a break.
Philips Arvent has a whole range of products designed to empower mums and save time. Everything from bottle feeding solutions and sterilizers to breast pumps.
Yeah, they're trusted, easy to use products that help you enjoy this magical time and practice a bit of self-care too, which Laura, you'd know, so important as for a new mum. Search Philips Arvent and share the care.
The Supercars is free to stream on 7+. You can watch the finish on the ferry, peruse the pit crew at the playground, or be a part of the Bathurst 1000 at the Barbers. It's a free-for-all with 7+ Sport.
Meerkat Motivationals with Alexander and Sergey.
Hey, Pippa, taking your blood pressure?
Oh, yes, good to keep it in check.
Same goes for health insurance.
Mm.
Check to see if you can get the same cover for less.
Same for less? Really?
Keep your finger on the pulse, Pippa.
Oh.
Wake up to rest. Switching health insurance is easy. Visit Compare the Market to see the range of brands and products we compare. Or call 137336. Simples.
Shift your business into top gear with a free auto upgrade on Renault Master Van. From just $52,700 drive away. Master your workday and book a test drive now.
final.
T's and C's apply.
At Bunnings, the days are getting a bit warmer, a little bit longer. You can get those jobs done in so you can get the other things that you want to do throughout the rest of the day. For me to get permission to go fishing, I'll get those jobs done nice and early with the warmer spring weather.
20-metre garden hose, only $49.98. Victor petrol lawnmower, $499. Yates 4-litre weed and feed, just $20.46. Where you find a competitor's lower price on the same stocked item, we'll beat it by 10%. Conditions apply. See website for details. Lowest prices are just the beginning.
Your sister's vague plan to start a podcast? Not so reliable. Telstra Home Internet? Reliable. And with great deals now on, it's a great time to get Telstra Home Internet. Find out more in-store or online.
It's the Specsavers store-wide Specstravaganza. Get any two pairs with single vision lenses for just $199. Save up to $200. Hurry, offer ends October 2 at Specsavers. Conditions apply.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day. It's the pickup now.
And in 20 minutes. Willy
Woody for the drive home.
The ticket tycoons are back. The Savo with tickets to Luke Combs and Coldplay, Will.
Yes, mate. Plus, we'll be cold calling Tina Arena, my friend, to talk to her about her performance with Katy Perry at the AFL Grand Final.
Done this before, cold calling her, and last time she hated it. So, should be interesting. See you at the Savo.
Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never let me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
number one hit music station.
Kiss 101.1.
You got
Mitch, Monday afternoon with the gals and me.
It's been Mitch's birthday all day.
Thanks for bringing it up. It's my birthday. Send me a DM.
Hey, I want to talk to you about online trolls, not the trolls that are trolling Mitch for his birthday. Like, no. Let's not talk about those.
No.
Margot Robbie, a couple of months ago, we saw her off the back of Barbie. She was touted as the most beautiful woman on the world. Like, people were singing her praises. There was a lot of kickoff when people started to assume that she was pregnant because she never announced it, but she had like this tiny little belly that could have been a big pasta or could have been a baby.
Yeah, and there were all pap photos at the time that was coming out. It wasn't like she'd announced a pregnancy. There was just like, is that a pregnancy bump?
Was that awkward size?
Yeah.
Of like, is that bloating or is it a child?
100%. So now there's this same conversation happening around Margot's body. I don't think she's actually confirmed it. She's heavily pregnant. Like, there is no denying she's heavily pregnant. Again, she hasn't put any photos out. The paparazzi photos have come out of her with her husband on holiday in a bikini, living her best life.
Oh, they're here. Have a look, Loz. These are the photos.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I saw the articles as well. It's
and
been all over the news
gorgeous,
today.
She looks gorgeous, radiant.
She looks stunning. Anyway, the conversation that has been happening online about her body is absolutely disgusting. So there's an influencer, Alex Light, who has sort of done a story on this herself, which has gone viral. I just want to play you some of it because she talks about what men are saying.
Okay.
Margot Blobby. F her husband for messing that up. She was a 9 before, now a solid 5. Body is clearly destroyed, but the beauty of life is unparalleled. That comment gave me whiplash. She's got the wide pregnancy nose now. Definitely over for Harley Quinn. Gross. I would never let my girl get that big when she gets pregnant. Oh, there goes that.
I would never let my girl get that big when she's pregnant.
Like, you get a say.
Well, I'd also be willing to place a bet that they don't have a girl.
Yeah.
what girl?
Look, I mean, it should go without saying, but unfortunately it should be said. There should be one time in a woman's life, at least, where all bets are off when it comes to making any comments around their body. But unfortunately, during pregnancy, it seems like it's the one time where people feel like it's almost an allowance to make comments, whether it's, oh my God, you're so small for being pregnant, or like, wow, like, are you sure you're not got twins in there? Like, people always comment on pregnant women's bodies, whether it's trying to be positive or very, very negative, as in this case. And it's like, so much happens to your body when you're pregnant that you just can't control. You can't control the weight gain. You can't control your nose getting wider. You can't control the varicose veins or the melasma or all these other things. And I think, like, people already feel self-conscious enough to have to read comments like that about yourself. It's just so disgusting,
Laura,
so disgraceful.
Did you face that when you had babies? Because you would be the public eye.
I had the opposite. And now this is not to me be like, oh, I was so small when I was pregnant. I had quite a small baby bump with Marley, especially at the start. And a lot of people would say to me, oh, wow, you're so small. Like, God, you can barely tell that you're pregnant. And that bred such a deep insecurity in me because I got pregnant with Marley off the back of a miscarriage. And so she was sizing small, like a month smaller than what was like normal range. And so they were keeping close eye from it. So I really had it in my head that I was going to have another miscarriage. So every time someone would say that to me, especially other women who had had babies, how little I was, it really made me so fearful that something was wrong. So I just think even if it's meant to be kind commentary, we don't need to comment on women's bodies during pregnancy at all. And this is certainly anything but kind commentary.
But it's just doubling down on how much women can't win at any point of their life in any capacity.
No.
If we age gracefully, all of a sudden we're old and ugly and we're a had-been. But if we get work done to maintain the youth that everyone wants, all of a sudden we're trying too hard and we're overdone.
You look weird.
If you carry your baby, all of a sudden you're ruined. But if you don't carry your baby and you need to adopt or you have a surrogate, you're lazy and selfish. If you don't have kids at all, then what are you contributing to society?
You're a crazy cat lady.
Yeah. There is absolutely no way at any time of life anymore that we can win.
Yeah, I mean, it just really does show that there are people out there who have the most revolting perspectives and opinions on women's bodies. And look at us. Look how glorious she looks.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really sorry, that to me.
Shut up.
Is that sorry? You were
to the man in the room. We're just really angry,
that.
Mitch.
No, Mitch, you can finish the show. But to every other troll out there, shut up.
Good advice. All right, we are done. Just leaving room for the present if you want to give it to me now or you want to do it in the ads.
It's coming.
I get in the ads.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mitch.
So much.
Your present is our presence.
Oh, gorgeous.
We're here for you forever.
You didn't actually tell us. What did you get today? What did your boyfriend, Stephen, give you?
Oh, he got me some jewelry and we went and got a lovely steak dinner.
He got you some jewelry, what, from Tony May?
No, wasn't.
Unfortunately, it wasn't.
He did message you about it, but.
Anyway, look, guys, let's get out of here. Willa, what are you going to be driving you home?
See ya tomorrow, everyone. Goodbye.
See you guys. Bye.
Pop quiz time.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We've got a 60-second clock. We've got 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you walk away with
$10,000 in cash. How you like that?
Valentina. It's your big moment.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What is Starbucks famous for selling?
Coffee.
Correct.
Complete the name of the film starring Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci...
Code.
Yep.
Lance Bass is a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
And the last one.
Olivia Benson is a character from which show?
Oh my God. Law and Order?
You got it, baby.
Oh my God, you just won $10,000.
Valentina nailed every single question, wanders off with $10,000 cash.
Oh my God.
Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz, Melbourne's richest cash contest.
Play every morning
at 7:30.
Kiss 101.1.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Here's what's up.
Eva presents the Delve Bed Frame, the world's first future-proof fabric bed. With machine washable covers to combat accidental spills, this is the bed you can finally keep clean. Timeless design, replaceable covers, hidden underbed storage and no tool assembly. The Delve Bed always looks amazing season after season. That's Eva, thoughtful every day.
Pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits.
I know you feel it. Can you believe it?
The Lifetimes Tour.
Baby, you're a star.
Presented by Snaffle. June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
The MG4 is the EV for everyone. Buy now and save up to 25%. Drive away in the MG4 now from just $39.90. Hurry, this offer is only available until October 31st. Visit your local MG dealer today. T's and C's apply.
At Officeworks, it's possible on your Intel AI PC. Work, play and create with unmatched performance. Get an Intel Core Ultra PC from $1,797. We won't be beaten on price with our price beat guarantee. Exclusions apply.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Endota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels, and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Endota. Book now.
Like priority boarding, extra baggage allowance, and relaxing in the lounge before takeoff. Unlock a world of global travel benefits with the award-winning HSBC Star Alliance credit card. Experience the first credit card in Australia that allows you to earn Star Alliance Gold status. Search HSBC Star Alliance to learn more. T's and C's and minimum spend apply. Credit provided by HSBC Bank Australia.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Shift your business into top gear with a free auto upgrade on Renault Master Van from just $52,700 drive away. Master your workday and book a test drive now. T's and C's apply.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Vittoria Coffee. An instant classic.
Melbourne traffic.
Good afternoon. Reports of a couple of crashes. One in Vermont on Boronia Road northbound at Canterbury Road. The other in Faulkner on Sydney Road outbound before the Ring Road. There's also some extra traffic around the showgrounds. That's on Racecourse Road, Epsom Road and Askerdale Road. While the Westgate Freeway is going outbound from the Westgate Bridge to Millers Road. And make sure you're driving carefully through Yarraville this Arvo with speed traps on Somerville Road. The Celiac Australia Gluten-Free Expo is on this weekend at Melbourne Exhibition Centre. Learn, taste and shop where everything is gluten-free. Tickets at glutenfreeexpo.com.au. The KISS car's dropping down to a cool 8 degrees tonight, then mostly cloudy tomorrow with a shower or two and a top of 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James First with KISS Traffic and Weather together and Will and Woody for the drive home next on KISS 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. Mimosahomes.com.au.
KISS 101.1.
Albo worried about Melbourne protests. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
The PM says he's concerned about radical ideologies. It's after Hezbollah flags were waved at a rally in Melbourne yesterday. Hezbollah is listed as a terrorist organisation in Australia. Victoria Police say there were no arrests made and the display of terrorist symbols is a matter for federal police. A woman has drowned after being swept off rocks near Cape Shank. Her body was found near the boardwalk just after midday. Two others made it back to shore safely. The federal government says today's budget surplus is because spending is down, not because Aussies are being taxed more. The surplus for the 2023-24 financial year up from the $9.3 billion forecast in May to $15.8 billion. The male contraceptive pill is a step closer. Monash Uni researchers say they now know what one of the main sperm receptors looks like and can start trialling drugs that target it. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, the Foo Fighters taking a break. More on that next.
The new Ego commercial mower is the world's most powerful. That's why it's better for business. Search egopowerplus.com.au. It's simple ergonomics.
The Foo Fighters are reportedly about to announce a hiatus. A source has told The Sun the band need time to regroup and be with their families. It comes after Dave Grohl admitted to having a baby with a woman who is not his wife. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Movie nights at home have just got so much better. New Cadbury Choc Tops. So good, they're guaranteed not to last. Find them in the supermarket ice cream freezer.
Andrew McQualter is West Coast's new senior coach. The former Richmond assistant has signed a 3-year contract. Richmond vice-captain Liam Baker has now picked the Eagles as his preferred club. Jack Graham expected to join West Coast as well. The Kiss Cast is next.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. A shower or two tomorrow, 19 the top. Right now it's 18 degrees in Narre Warren, 18 in Newport. This morning, Valentina from Epping won a massive 10 grand with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz. It's your turn tomorrow. Get all 10 questions right. Win the money. Play 7:30 a.m. on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Prime Big Deal Days are nearly here. From 8 to 13 October, shop epic deals across electronics, home, kitchen and more. It'll make you feel like a big deal. Exclusively for Prime members. Join now.
Good afternoon, everyone. The ticket tycoons are back.